He warned me. He told me exactly what would happen. And I told him he was wrong. I denied him before I even This has to be a dream. It has to be a dream.
Who wants to follow their rabbi now?
Go! Go! Run! John! Andrew! Everyone! Go!
It looks like you're on your own, too.
We should be with him.
You saw how many soldiers there were, John. What could we have done?
We shouldn't have run.
What choice do we have? After what Simon did, they would have arrested all of us.
At least I tried to protect him, Andrew.
You tried to kill Julius. How was that protecting him?
I didn't see you doing anything.
Enough. I'm going to see where they've taken him.
You can't be serious.
I won't abandon him.
You already did.
Simon.
I panicked.
We all panicked, John. This can't be happening.
What did happen? What did he say to you after he told us to stay behind?
He was upset. He was so upset.
I've never seen him like that before. It was awful.
What did he say?
He told us to keep watch.
Did you see how he was shaking?
Yes. We should have known something was coming. He tried to warn us. We should have kept watch, as he said.
How could we have prepared for this?
I'm going to be sick.
This is a nightmare.
I have to go. I have to find him.
Where would you even start looking?
I don't have to look. I know where they're taking him.
Where?
The high priest's home.
How do you know that? Did you not see the Romans that arrested him?
The man you hit, he is Caiaphas' servant. So Caiaphas is behind this. And they will take Jesus there to try him. I'm going.
John, stop. Wait. If they see you, they'll arrest you too. Is that what you want? To die with him?
He isn't going to die. They have nothing to charge him with. But isn't that what you said you would do, Simon? Didn't you tell him that you would do anything for him, even die with him?
Do not!
Stop, stop! This isn't helping anything. John, if you're going to go, just go.
John!
Let him go, Simon. John knows the priests. They will not harm him, and he may be able to talk to them.
But he shouldn't go alone. Go back into the city, all of you. Pray that John can convince them to let Jesus go. And if they do, we will meet where we ate the Seder. And we'll leave Jerusalem. Immediately.
Yes. Go.
When we came to Caiaphas' house, for some reason, the girl at the door let him in. It took him some time to convince her to let me in too. But finally, she did. John told me to wait in the courtyard while he tried to get closer to Jesus, to see if there was anything he could do. It was foolish to think. Let's go, John.
You there?
What?
It's cold. Come to the fire.
No, I'm all right.
As you say. Shalom.
Shalom.
I don't know you, friend.
I'm not from here.
Of course. Passover brings so many new faces to Jerusalem. But Passover does not usually bring new faces to the high priest's courtyard in the middle of the night.
I came with a companion. He was interested in something that happened tonight.
the Nazarene rabbi's arrest?
I'm not sure.
I imagine that will be of interest to a great many people. I've heard about him everywhere I've been since he arrived in the city, riding on that donkey. News of his arrest is bound to be spreading like fire, even now.
I wouldn't doubt that they arrested him just because of what he did in the temple that day.
Did you see what he did? I was there. It took every servant and guard to clean it up. And that man just walked out like he had done nothing. Yeah. The fool actually thought he could do something like that and get away with it. Is your companion a follower of that man?
I'm not sure.
He's probably just curious, like the rest of the city will be in the morning. You want some advice, young man? Get out of Jerusalem as soon as you can. If things go the way the priests expect them to, well, it will make for an interesting day tomorrow.
Dinah, come, warm yourself.
I can't stay long.
Can you still not rest?
There is much to do tonight. I have to get water next. Have you... Oh, it's you. You came with the other one, didn't you? The one looking for the rabbi they arrested?
Yes.
You must be one of his followers too, then, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
But your friend is, isn't he?
I don't know who he follows.
Then why did you come with him?
What does it matter? Do you interrogate everyone who comes in here?
Hey, don't talk to her like that.
I'm sorry. Forgive me.
Perhaps you should go, friend.
Yes. Where are you, John? I didn't even realize what I'd done. That I'd denied him. I was too busy worrying about myself. How selfish could I be? I don't know how long I stood by that gate, waiting. It felt like hours. Sometimes I would hear someone yelling, or several people talking at once. They all sounded angry, but then it would fade, and I kept waiting for John.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all right. Shalom.
Well, wait. Didn't I see you in the garden? You're one of Jesus' followers, aren't you?
But no, I wasn't there. I don't know what you're thinking of, but it wasn't me.
No, I saw you with my own eyes. I'm sure of it.
I said it wasn't me. I swear it.
You were the one with the knife.
Look, I have no blade.
It just struck me. Your accent. You're from Galilee, aren't you? You must be. And so is that rabbi, isn't he? You are his disciple, aren't you?
Yes. His accent is just like the other one. They both are his disciples.
Why are you here? Are you going to try to save your rabbi?
I don't know what you're saying. Listen to me. I call on Adonai himself to curse me if I am lying. I swear, I don't know the man. Why won't any of you believe me? I don't care about the rabbi. I don't even know who he is. I'm a fisherman. I don't follow any...
To the blasphemer!
Ah, there's the man you don't know. Should we ask him?
The way he's looking at you, I would say he knows you.
Let me through. Let me through. It happened just like he said it would. He knew everything. Even how many times I would deny him before the rooster crowed. He knew that I would deny even knowing him. I am such a coward. Why would he ever call a coward to follow him? The way he looked at me. He knew. He knew what I had done.
Oh, God. Forgive me.